5208 Media.
My name is Robbie DeShazer, and you're listening to Tap Heads. Back in 2019, I started introducing my best friends, Carter and Wendy, to the wide and wonderful world of craft beer. Since then, we've tried tons of different brews from all over the world. But then we had an idea. What if instead of limiting ourselves to just beer, we opened the floodgates and tried all the great drinks the world had to offer? So now we're diving into the world of wine, whiskey, tequila, cocktails, and yeah, still drinking beer. Basically, if it's found behind the bar, we want to talk about it. Because after all, the best part of drinking isn't what's in your cup. It's the people you share it with. This is Tap Heads. Welcome to Tap Heads.
What's up?
My mic's working now?
Yeah, your mic's working now.
Okay, good.
My bad. I didn't think to scream into the mic. I just got so excited.
Jeez, it's been forever since we've been in the same room.
Yeah.
It's been way too long. We've been goofing off way too much.
We have been goofing off the entire time.
Yeah.
In case you thought we were doing other things.
In case you thought that, like, I came in and set everything up and then these two walk into a room and we just hit record. No.
Well, we've been sitting at the same table since the last episode, just riffing.
And now
for weeks
until someone brought us beer.
It's true. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Was it the stork? The stork that brings the baby?
The stork?
Stout stork.
The stout stork brought us.
It's good. It's good.
Brought us these bourbon barrel aged stouts. Here we go.
Whoa, we found it back.
Content is rolling now.
Writing this, that for marketing
the
idea.
The train has left the station and none of us are on it.
What's up, Tap Heads listeners? Welcome back to the Tap Heads Hour.
I'm Robbie DeShazer. with me, as always, are my very, very good friends, Carter Spilliards at CA Spilliards on Twitter.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
And Wendy,
to all of my beautiful
Wendy
fans
Lopez
out there.
At Wendy with a W on Twitter.
I never left. Get it? Because you said you're back, which implies that you have left. But
yes, who's back?
I never left.
We're at my apartment, so actually, I have not left.
Well, then get your facts straight.
Well, actually, since the last time we recorded, there was a little holiday. Did you leave for the holiday?
Ooh. Robbie with the receipt.
I did.
That's why they call him Robbie with an R.
How were... if I may, and I can go and bleep their names. How are Rick and Lee?
We'll call them R and L to keep...
R.L. Stein.
How are Lick and Ree?
Oh, no. I've never heard that.
Have you? No. That's awful.
It's sitting in my mind now.
Do I need to mute you while you take a minute?
Stirring. No, everyone's doing great.
Okay.
Good.
They have just got their second vaccine.
Woo!
Yay!
So very glad that they're not going to die.
It's also hopefully always great.
Knock on wood.
Unless we all learn something horrible about vaccines in the future.
I hope not.
Carter.
30 years later, they were right. Your parents have autism now.
Oh, no.
No.
I was hoping.
It's not a bad thing.
I was hoping that your hypothetical, instead of people with autism, I was hoping it would be like, oh, we all have wings. And we're like, they were right. The vaccines were wacky.
We're all members of that James Patterson young adult novel series where the people
I used to
the
read
kids
that.
Had wings.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Max something.
Like Max Fury? No.
Maximum Overdrive?
Yes.
Something like that.
I think no. It is that. There is, it's yeah. A,
Maximum Ride?
Maximum Ride.
Oh.
Maximum Overdrive is the Stephen King thing.
Yes, yeah. We are quite educated and read a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually used to read that in high school.
Cool. So we have some bourbon barrel aged stouts to drink today.
If some chance we have new listeners... What's up? Welcome to Tap Heads. This is what we do. We take beer or liquor or wine. We haven't done the wine yet, but...
One day.
It's going to be great. But yeah, we just drink. We enjoy. So glad of you to join us. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Yeah.
It's been a while.
This week...
This is a straight up beer episode.
Which is great. I love beer.
First we've done that in a while.
Look, yeah. I'll be honest. I have currently am sipping on a Modelo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What have people been drinking recently?
Well, I have not been drinking a lot of
There's
beer.
There's been a lot of opportunities to drink, though, recently.
I have been drinking Superior Cognac.
Yeah.
My new favorite cognac.
I thought you were saying, like, you were saying cognac was superior.
It's called Superior Cognac.
Ah.
Yes. Superior.
The
Caribbean cask.
The Balvenie.
Caribbean,
the 14 year.
Yeah, it's good.
I've been wanting to try it. I may try it after this.
It was tasty. What else did I drink? I got something else.
Looks like you're still working on that Jameson Caskmates.
Yes, working on the Jameson. I got more bottle of the early times bottle and bond. As regular listeners know, I was quite the fan.
You were.
I really want to try out, there's a new Hendrix that just came out.
Oh, what is it?
I've Hendrix got... Lunar.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And it's based off, it's made with, like, moon, like, botanicals that bloom during the moon.
Oh.
Like, lunar botanicals. And if you go on their website, they have a lot of cool, like, you can get, like, a whole kit that you have, like, moon goggles.
I love
like,
that.
A moon tanning kit, so you can go, like, bask in the moonlight.
Wait, so what, the new Hendrix, you said?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
I got
And so you can drink the gin and bask in the moonlight and absorb the energies.
I want that.
Of the moon goddess.
I want for that.
It's
Christmas.
Incredible.
Yeah.
One of the things I got for Maggie, not that like it was our whole gift, but I got her the Midsummer Solstice Hendrix because that was still on
I
the
love
shelf.
The Midsummer Solstice. It is kind of hard to find now.
It was very good. It's very good in a lot of things. We've been like messing around with what mixes well.
I like how flowery it is. I've heard the Orbium is also good. I haven't tried it yet. I also got you had some too already, the purple gin.
The Empress.
Empress. Yeah, I got my mom to get a bottle cuz she
good.
Was looking for a new gin. I was like, I heard this is good, plus it's really pretty.
It is really
pretty.
Purple.
One of my coworkers was making beautiful cocktails.
Yeah, it's real
lovely.
Pretty.
I've been drinking a lot of whiskey.
I had a scotch, but I don't remember what it was.
I've been drinking a lot of whiskey, as people know. If you follow me on TikTok, at Robbie DeShazer, I do whiskey tastings on my TikTok. But recently, things I've had from that world that I have enjoyed. I just recently, this week, got a bottle of High West Double Rye. That is a very fantastic rye whiskey. Maggie got me a Valentine's gift that was the Dalmore Cigar Malt Reserve Scotch, which was fantastic. And it breaks my rule. I don't think it's worth it to spend like much over $100 for a bottle of whiskey, but the Cigar Malt Reserve is about $150 at retail.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it is probably one of the best scotches I've actually had.
Damn.
And I'm mad because I was really one of those people that was going to be like, you do not need to splurge on whiskey. There's great whiskey at every price level. And that's true. I think there is.
But I don't think it like... I mean, if you have that as a personal rule for yourself, it's fine.
It usually doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
Splurge.
Like...
But at the same time, Johnny Walker Blue Label is not worth $230. Like, there's just... I have the green label
Says
over there that
you.
I brought for us to try after the show.
Yeah.
And it's in like the $70 range, and it's very good. Like, other than that, anything I've... Redbreast 12 year I finally tried. It was really good. I had a couple different Glenmorangie scotches. Their Nectar d'Or Sauterne cask finish is very good. Which is like Sauterne's a dessert wine. That's a very good one. And then beer wise, I haven't had a ton of new stuff.
I forgot to check into my Untapped.
I tried Tinder Robot from Meanwhile Brewing Company, which is one of the newest breweries in Austin.
Shout out to the breweries in Austin, really helping out.
Yes, last week a lot of them were giving out water, which is awesome. So shout out to our friends at Austin Beer Works, Zilker Brewing. Those are the two that Independence did some.
Meanwhile. Yeah. I mean, like just everyone stepping up, which is great. I haven't gone to, obviously with all this stuff, I really want to go check out
Meanwhile.
The one
thing I did try was 805 Cerveza. So
you told me about that.
The 805 that we had on our first ever episode, I think. They did their take on a Mexican lager. And it's kind of already brewed with lime in it. So.
Ooh. I love lime and everything.
Yeah. Is it the greatest beer? Is it? No.
Yeah.
Is it a very good approximation of the taste you want from a Mexican lager?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, you can't beat Dos Equis. Okay. But I just love it. Oh, man. Mexican beers are great.
I found the other scotch I had.
What'd you have?
It was the one that my brother got for Christmas. Uh-huh. He very specifically requested this one. But the Brooklatic Port Charlotte 10-year peated scotch. This one?
Mm-hmm. I know the Port Charlotte. Yeah. I've never had it. It's very peaty, right?
It is very peaty.
What are you saying?
Peated? Peat, so... Uh-huh. And we'll do this episode soon, I think.
Yeah.
So it's the smoky whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Is the easiest way. So peat is like the moss from like a swamp or a bog.
It's bog water.
Wow.
Yeah, so they pack it together in these bricks, mm-hmm. and they burn it to dry out the moss. Malt uh-huh. for the... That then gets mm-hmm. milled and turned into...
Bog water.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it makes things taste like smoked meats mm-hmm. or sea salt. Like, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
I've drank... So, I finally opened the Garrison Brothers small batch that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So smooth. Delicious.
Oh, that would have been a good transition right there if I had opened the other beer first.
Sorry. Well, here we go.
You're good.
But it was really good. And then, beer-wise, I've been drinking a lot of beer.
Good for you.
I love drinking beer now. God. but I can't remember. I mean...
I just don't get it often enough.
I thought I picked up something new.
They don't let me pick it up at HEB, I don't think.
Oh, well, they should should let you do it. They just need ID you.
Because I think on their website, when mm-hmm. I checked last, they didn't have, on like the app, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know.
I just go shop with a mask on.
I've had a lot of White Claws. I'm upset. I can't remember any of the beer I've tried. But I bought a couple of stuff, like that sheep oatmeal stout mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. I'm upset because I haven't picked up the new Independence Brewing Berliner Weiss.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Berliner Weisses they do. I don't think I've tried the cucumber, but I'm normally not. The Red Bud. But I'm not a fan of cucumber in drinks, really, so I don't know how I'll feel about it. But I do want to try the other one.
Yeah, they've done a number of good ones. I like the passion fruit one they did.
Bad news for the back half of our episode, all bourbon barrel-aged cucumber stouts.
They're all just cucumbers that have been aged in bourbon barrels.
Exactly. Mm. They're like pickles, but
they're just black not in a good pickles.
Way. Yeah, but I did.
We should talk about the beer that I poured for us, though.
Yeah.
Guinness.
So this is a Guinness. It's from their Open Gate Brewery. So not actually from Ireland, but Halthorpe, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Guinness Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an Imperial Stout. There's no information about what bourbon they aged it in.
No, it just says Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which could be anything.
But it's an Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
10.3% ABV. Mm-hmm. IBUs were not available.
Yeah. And bourbon barrel aged is literally exactly what it sounds like. Like
most Guinness.
Smells like, it does smell particularly Guinness-y.
Mm-hmm. This one's particularly chocolatey, I think.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, very chocolatey.
I don't get too much on the nose. The nose is sweeter, I think, than the average Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I just haven't been around it in a while.
Well, but it has like a bourbon-y sweetness.
Yeah, it's a bourbon-y sweetness, I think.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
But the taste I found to be quite chocolatey.
Very chocolate. And then there's like another sweetness in there.
I got like a raisin note.
I got to try and go in for a sip, so.
Yeah. Glug, 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 glug.
I like this, though. It is sweeter.
Yes.
I think it still has the body of the Guinness. Like, I can still taste that. Yeah,
it's definitely still a Guinness.
Yeah, definitely a very smooth drinking stout like a Guinness is.
Mm-hmm.
Not a super heavy by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, it definitely still retains a lot of that Guinness flavor.
Yeah.
Like a lot of bourbon barrel-aged stouts, the proof and the flavor intensity go up, but the body kind of thins out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A bit.
Not that I dislike
I feel like because Guinness already is a little bit kind of in Guinness your face.
is a pretty thin stout too, body wise.
So I feel like it's not. It doesn't seem too thin from like a regular Guinness. I don't
know. It's super crushable for a Guinness.
If you poured this, I would have thought it was a Guinness, just like a regular one. But because like when you said, the nose, look you don't really for get the any
bourbon barrel aged stuff. You can taste it, but.
I think
still pretty coffee, chocolate forward. Mm-hmm.
This is like, I think it tastes like pretty boozy to me.
I think you get it more in the aftertaste.
It's a boozier Guinness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it's not super hot on the like exhale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
But it's also very funny to me because I don't people who know me that know what I drink every day mm-hmm. know that I don't drink a ton of dark beers. I like dark beers. I appreciate them a lot. Yeah. They're not my go-tos.
They're normally pretty heavy.
That's also pretty true for anyone in Texas, yeah. I think, is that, you know, most in of the time weather, it's not.
You're not going to drink hot beer.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, black, dark beer.
Yeah. Or hot beer.
Hot beer. No one wants hot beer. Yeah. A bit about the bottle.
Yeah. You know,
it's got some gold to show it's regal.
I like elegant. The texture.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I like the font a lot.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The raised font.
Yeah, that's cool.
When gold. I was out looking for these, for barrel-aged stouts to do for the episode, mm-hmm. this one really did pull me in, like, from the shelf. Like, it has good shelf appeal.
Yeah, 100%. And then on the, like, the, where the neck ends, there's, like, it's not elvish, but something's written, and I'll be honest, I can't really read it. It says, like, Arth... You know, goals. I don't know.
Don't read it or else you might summon.
Oh, the Mr. Guinness.
Mr. Guinness.
I was going to say a Celtic demon, but I guess Mr. Guinness is a Celtic demon.
What it does say, what it does say on Larry the bottle.
Bird, a Celtic.
I'm a fan.
A Celtic demon.
I am a fan of his Book of World Records.
The bottle does say Kentucky bourbon or aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels, roasty and chocolatey with hints of coconut and an oak finish.
I got the oak finish. I did not get a bunch of coconut.
I did not get any coconut.
Did not have a lovely
Well, that's what, coconut. Yeah. But I think maybe that's, like, the other sweetness. I don't know. Because there's just, like, I don't know. Like, you said there was, like, a raisin or, like.
Yeah. It there's, felt, like, something it else. Tasted to me kind of, like, raisiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, the it's actually, it's pretty similar to, like, a sherried scotch. Like a sure. Which gets kind of that rum raisiny thing yeah, without being
rummy.
Yeah,
that's definitely kind of what I was getting the vibe of
that
here.
That boozy raisin. Or the, you know, Open like a rum raisin ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would I get it again? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it as intriguing to me as the label was when I saw it in the store? No.
Here's my thing is I'm like, how much more expensive is this than a regular Guinness?
Sure.
Maybe not that much more, though, because there's not like the mechanism inside to do the nitro pour like the Guinness cans.
But like you could buy regular
bottles. But I feel like I would like the nitro pour of the Guinness more.
I don't know. I don't do the home pour of Guinness. You need to talk to our buddy Graham.
Yeah,
it's true.
I mean,
he's the bigger Guinness guy.
It's true.
But I do
does like his Guinness.
If this was the same price as a Guinness or just like slightly more, I'd probably get this just because I do like the chocolate.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
And I think the sweetness. I don't know that it was any more chocolatey.
Would you
I just
do
think
an
the
Irish
car
bomb
of it?
It?
Yeah.
Would you turn this into an Irish car bomb?
I drink anything. Excuse me.
When he's like, this is the wrong question.
Don't
because
ask,
I would
ask me what I wouldn't do.
Which one? Which
a cucumber Ooh, stout?
Let's do
big or little.
Yeah,
little.
Pretty, yeah, let's do little.
We've all had this one before, right?
I've not actually had this.
Robbie
before,
hasn't had it.
Which
Robbie,
surprises me. It's just always available. So.
I think I've had
well,
this one.
The reason I had it was at the office. When,
I
like
think I had one that you had.
Oh yeah, because I took it. I bought some for the office when we were doing like a watch of the Game of Thrones of a Game of Thrones episode at the office.
Yeah, and so I was like, how have I had one of these and Robbie has not?
And I saw it said dragon, and I was like, oh, this is gonna look funny. It comes in a 4-pack. As I said, dragon. Robbie poured dragon's milk.
Dragon's milk from New Holland Brewing Company. From New Holland, Michigan. This is Imperial Stout, aged in bourbon barrels.
Is that it?
No, I was just pouring terribly.
Oh, okay. I thought that was it. I was like, oh shit, take some of mine.
No. Don't worry, you let me pour.
I tried not to pour as full as I did last time. Oh, you got a good head on yours.
Yeah.
That's a nice...
I love hearing that.
Like, but like that, the color on her head...
Yeah.
...is like really chocolate milky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
I'm excited. I mean, from one, the last time I had this, it was pretty good.
Oh, also, I am just going to say this ahead of time. We might not mention the color, but they're all going to look kind of the same.
Yeah, they're all very dark black.
Dark black.
Yeah,
if you
don't
hold
hear
it up to the light, you get the red highlights.
Daylight.
Keep going.
I don't know the rest of the
words.
I don't
want to pay for the rights.
Donald Glover will be nice.
I hope so.
But I'm not sure about Childish Gambino.
Ooh. Oh, good one. Maybe Mr. Guinness can pay for us.
I think so.
He's the Monopoly man.
Yeah.
He's also the Monopoly. He has all those world records.
He does. So strange that both are the same company. Why? Don't tell me, but
wait,
I just want to know.
Wait, what's the same company?
Guinness and the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh.
You know, it's actually the same company. the Michelin, like Michelin man tires, and then the Michelin stars that you get at restaurants.
Because it started as a guide that literally they do out at the tire shops.
Still, it's still wild to me. Mm-hmm. When they have like the Michelin man present, like.
Yeah. Guinness is the same company, but Guinness and the Guinness Book of World Records are at least the same parent company. I think they're pretty separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably Michelin and the Michelin stars are pretty separate now, too. And actually, I want like their best tire engineer being like, where can I get a goddamn steak around here?
Well, if only I knew somewhere for recommendations.
That's like how Yamaha makes everything.
Yamaha does make a lot.
Yamaha! Sorry. I just want sponsored here.
Oh, I didn't have the sound up on the soundboard.
This one smells like a stout.
Yeah, it's I already had a sip. This one's good.
This one smells pretty stouty. It smells very similar to the last one. Mm-hmm. I think this side is where we're going to get the least amount of variation. Mm-hmm. And the next side, which we'll talk about later, is where we'll have the most variation.
I taste the booze more in this one.
This one is a little bit higher in alcohol.
I think it also, I mean...
Yeah, it's 11% as opposed to 10%.
The first one, like the Guinness one, carried so much of that Guinness taste still. And this one doesn't have that, obviously, so you get everything else. Like, this is a proper stout. Like, like a, or a, I mean, a bourbon stout.
For being called dragon's milk, this one has more bite to it than, not as milky.
Ooh, Robbie.
If that makes sense. More of a liquor bite to it.
It does have more of a liquor bite, but I do think it is kind of smaller, or not smaller, it's smoother. Mm-hmm. Smoother on the, like on the intake.
So smooth like milk.
Not quite, but.
Carter, could you describe the smoothness of milk to us?
You don't want me to.
No.
Please, Father,
I'd love
please
to hear you try.
Describe the smoothness of milk.
Do it,
think
milk
of it
boy.
Like, think of it like, what?
Yeah, milk boy, you heard me.
Think of it like,
He prefers to be known as the milkman.
Think of it like a warm... No. Think of it like a... Think of it like a brilliant...
I can't even go back for another sip.
Think of it like a brilliant silk sheet flowing through the air.
But isn't silk the almond milk?
On a cool spring day.
But I want it cold.
A cool spring day.
I don't think of milk in spring.
A cool winter's...
Milk boy, you're done.
Evening.
Go home, milk boy.
Go home, milk boy.
Get the fuck out of here, milk
See,
boy.
We tried... So, before this, the mic wasn't working for you, and it's because we wanted to kick you off, and then you made us fucking fix it. And so now we're here.
Oh. Okay.
I don't...
I guess I'll leave,
Quick
guys.
Disclaimer, Tapas does not endorse the views of Wendy Lopez. All of Wendy's views are her own.
What,
please
you,
do not sue the entire show.
Are you telling me you won't water your plants with White Claw? They want to have fun too.
I forgot we had to disavow your opinions.
Also,
earlier.
No one liked my photo. I thought it was so funny.
It looked dangerous.
It was fake.
Who knows what's in a White Claw?
I was pouring water. I spilled so much water on the counter when I did this. If you don't know, I took a photo of a White Claw and it looked like I was pouring the White Claw into the plant. But the whole time, I was like, the reason it was in the kitchen was because I would turn around, pour water on the top of the White Claw, and I'd balance it, and then I'd go, and just pour it over.
I just pour out a White Claw and fill it with water?
Oh, fuck. I could have done that. I could have chugged a White Claw. Easy. Anyways.
I love that that was not the way you went. You decided instead to fill up the very narrow lip of the White Claw with water.
Yeah.
And then just... Pour it in batches.
It was a mess. Thank God I was alone.
Instead of emptying the can of White Claw and filling it with water.
Oh, that's a quote for the ages. It was a mess. Thank God I was alone.
Anyways.
Oh, my
God.
Never change, Wendy.
Thank you. Back to it. Robbie, what do you think?
It's good. It's good. I will say it's still the body isn't quite what I want from a...
Yeah.
I want something a little fuller body. And this is why I will say when it comes to bourbon barrel aged stouts, I do prefer some kind of an oatmeal stout or a breakfast stout or something that has a little bit more body to it to begin with. Because the way a bourbon barrel works is it is going to soak up some of the actual liquid in there.
Yeah.
And it's good. Like it just tends to become thinner.
I think, yeah, no, and I think that's a really good point because, especially if you're getting so much booze.
Yeah.
I want, and you're drinking something so, like, excuse me, like, thinner, like, it's drying out your mouth. It's just, like, it's, yeah.
This is why I like, when it comes to dark beer, I like the pecan porter because everything is good. Very balanced there, like, with the body matches the booziness.
Yeah.
This one just is kind of lacking, I think.
Not, it's super run-of-the-mill.
Yeah. There's nothing on it that I'm like, ooh. I'm like, ooh, I need to have this again.
Well, I think this is why they sell it year-round. Because yeah. It's not like an exclusive. It's our only
year-round offering, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, it's not an exclusive. This is like, you want a stout and you want a bit of booze with it, this is here. And it's good. Like you'll always get the same flavors.
Yeah, and that's our only one here that is not a seasonal, as far as I'm aware. Which means that, like, it is going to be the most basic mass-produced, like you said.
Yeah.
They're constantly churning this out.
Forget I Which one again?
Why you can't like also this also? I wasn't able to find out what barrels were used in the process. Probably because they're just mass ordering barrels from probably a big conglomerate.
We gotta put our beer in these barrels.
Pretty much.
That's my interpretation. Of that.
Not unlike
that's you working for the New Holland Brewery.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm imagining that we're all like on a ship. We're like pirates on a ship, and it's like hurry, load the barrels.
I will say. We'll never have a bourbon barrel-aged wine episode, because I maintain that bourbon barrel-aged wine is a scam.
In what regards?
Can't taste it. I've had 5 or 6 different bourbon barrel-aged wines, and the most you get is, like, the subtlest of smoky notes.
Yeah, I was gonna, I mean, I was gonna ask right now, what normally do they advertise that you get with the bourbon barrel-aged wine?
You get, like, the oakiness and...
Because that's,
smokiness of bourbon, but I mean, because you know,
but you already get wines oak are already normally. In yeah, that's
barrels.
Right. And then the smokiness, I'm like, I guess, but I wouldn't.
Yeah,
but I guess to slap anything on.
Yeah,
there are some. Yeah, there are some that advertise as being bourbon barrel aged. There's the only one I've had that I've really enjoyed was from Fiesta, and it was a port that had been bourbon barrel aged.
Now that I feel like would be different.
That is a little different in that it's.
Because a port's a thicker wine anyway.
Yeah, and so you're adding property. And you're also adding properties.
That aren't necessarily standard with a port.
Yeah. It plays more like a candy bacon or something that's like.
I feel like this is. My glass feels heavier.
Yeah,
this.
It feels thick.
This feels is a thick. Stout. This
oh,
is
the a, smell on this yeah. is awesome.
This is a body.
Though. Okay, so this is the one that. Honestly, I'm the most excited.
Yeah, we're all pretty excited about this.
This smells good. This does smell like oatmeal.
Luckily, there's more of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure all of us have had the base Convict Hills stout before. Mm-hmm. So this is from Independence Brewing here in Austin, Texas. I did have some of that. This is their Convict Hill Oatmeal Stout aged in Garrison Brothers bourbon barrels.
Yeehaw.
This is a specific release for late last year. I'm very excited about this. This is our darkest.
It had a cool wax.
This one legit. Okay, so Carter did point out that all the stouts were probably going to have the same color, but this one poured it, and I'm like, oh, this kind of looks darker than the other one.
This one, it's not even a little bit opaque.
Yeah, so it's a double oatmeal stout, which means it's going to be probably our thickest and heaviest in the body.
You can feel it.
But it feels heavier.
This weighs like 5 pounds. Just kidding.
It does feel heavy.
But it does legit feel heavy.
The nose on this is awesome. I had
a kitchen scale.
Yeah. Just could weigh it. This smells... So this one, I do smell like coconut. I do smell coconut. Like...
Coconut, yeah.
Coconut, oh, like yeah. I do kind of get kind of an... Oh, like, I get the oatmeal.
Yeah, that's like a sweetness like that.
But the crazy thing is that the bourbon makes the oatmeal smell like a brown sugar cinnamon. Like
yeah.
Oatmeal,
like, yeah. That's... Okay, that would make sense.
Like an instant oatmeal. Like a...
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. So, like, that's where I think I'm getting, like, the
smells kind of like an oatmeal.
It's more of a
like
brown... I guess brown sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, Convict Hill's pretty good on its own.
Convict Hill is a fantastic stout and probably one of the best stouts that we have in the area that's consistently produced.
There's good. Not as much there as I thought.
Yeah, okay, I was taking some water. I'm like, I'm going to do this again.
This is the crazy thing about this. So it's only 10.5%. It's only 10.5%. But This has the body to back it up, so it doesn't feel as boozy.
But I feel like, well, all the chocolate that we were getting in the other stuff.
How is this the most crushable of the three we've tried so far?
Well, to me, I feel like that's what it's missing. Like, I think on the intake, I do get some of those notes.
I was kind of bracing.
Thinking there would be more?
There would be more. And then...
To be fair.
It's very light.
Yeah.
It's not flavorless. Like, it's not watery.
No, I actually like it a lot.
It's got an interesting profile, but...
It's probably...
Here's not at all what I thought it would be.
Here's the things we should have... Mm-hmm. The context clues are exactly what this is. Convict Hill, very, very smooth oatmeal stout.
Convict Hill in general isn't like a bold stout either. Yeah. Like, it's not... Yeah.
Very, very smooth stout. Garrison Brothers, a very, very smooth bourbon.
That's a good point. That makes sense.
Why were we expecting this to be like an attack?
Well, I guess because of the notes.
I think we just kind of hyped it.
I wasn't even expecting an attack. Yeah. I was just expecting more of a... Showing.
But really what it is it's just two very enjoyable things together.
It's still good. Yeah. But I think it's because the nose on this one was what we weren't getting in the other ones. The nose on this was like beautiful. And then, the other two had a lot of chocolate in it. But
in the mug.
See, now the other thing too. Breakfast beer. The other thing too that with us
like
drinking these.
Like a stack of pancakes though?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With us drinking these, right, one after the other. Normally when you're having one of these, it's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
You wouldn't normally go through each one differently. You would normally drink one of these bottles alone or something. And so we'll see how we feel later about these. But
it's weird. I'm going in just the, like, I really enjoy this. I think like if I could have picked it.
This has the body that I wish the others had. Or, I mean, I guess it's
not feeling it, Carter?
No, it's something else.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Carter, we're in the middle of
I said I really
recording.
Enjoyed it, and you gave me like a little head shake. And I was like, oh.
No, something Carter, completely different.
Voice your dissent here.
No, I don't know. I like it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I like how subtle it is. Mm-hmm. But I can't help but feel a bit underwhelmed.
That's fair.
And I don't even know if it was an expectations thing. I mean, I'm sure that was an element.
Mm-hmm. But the more I drink, still on our lighter end.
It's just very light.
Content-wise,
it's too. Just yeah. It was very light, and
yeah,
I was like, why? Why is it so light?
I wish. Yeah, I'm like with the nose like this. I was like, I wish there was a bit more like.
Yeah, this one doesn't give you the same kind of lacing.
Because I don't need it to be. Like
I don't need the booze.
I don't need it to be like boozy, or I don't need it to be like. Oh, I just like, oh my gosh!
I just
can't
wish
drink
there
this.
Was a little more chocolate.
I just wish it was a little bit like the Guinness had more of a chocolatey stout note than
both
this.
The other two had a lot. So that's literally That's why I said that. I was like, this has the nose that the others didn't, but the others had a lot more chocolate, way more chocolate than this does. But it's fine. It's because that's the thing too about the oatmeal stout. It's like the oatmeal stout in general. It's just like a. Just a solid stout, and it's not like a regular stout where it's like full of like chocolate and stuff. But I think like Robbie pointed out, like this is smooth drinking. I think it smells good. I'd pick this up.
Yeah,
I drink it.
It's very smooth.
I'm gonna also
personally
posit,
I like it a lot.
I'm gonna posit a hypothesis here, mm-hmm. and maybe we'll come back to it at the end of the episode. I think this one is going to be more similar to our next three. Than these two, because.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think the Guinness is still a seasonal, mm-hmm. it's still going to be a much more mass-produced, much more consistent product.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is Convict Hill Oatmeal Stout produced in 1 year's worth of Garrison Brothers barrels, mm-hmm. released at 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the 2021 release, mm-hmm. if they do, they'll mm-hmm. probably do this again. They do a Convict Hill mm-hmm. barrel aged at the end of every year, mm-hmm. whether it's Garrison Brothers or not. Will probably taste very different.
I would love to try
from this one.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering
yeah.
with our next one, which are mm-hmm. all, I'll go ahead and spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
We have three different of the Goose Island Bourbon County brand stouts.
Let's say barbecue.
Barbecue
brand. County yeah. brand stouts.
Barbecue yeah. stouts.
Well, that was something though, you're right, that I noticed when I had the Garrison Brother was that it was really smooth.
Yeah.
And it was a good bourbon, but it wasn't like especially sweet. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't especially vanilla, caramel, all those things. It was a very smooth, warm like bourbon. And so I think like that makes sense. Like that this comes out of that.
Yeah. And with our next ones, which, like I said, are the Goose Island stouts.
You know what I wish this had?
Ooh, what?
I wish it had the warmness.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have, like Wendy was saying, doesn't have the robust flavors that mm-hmm. I was expecting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has the bourbon notes. And like I said, it has an almost like delicate.
You want a little bit of that Kentucky hug.
I want a yeah, just a little bit. I want a like maybe on the aftertaste.
I mean, when you when you hear like, bourbon aged, you bourbon barrel aged, you think it's going to be hot.
And there like, are have something. Well, it doesn't need to be hot. Just mm-hmm. there are some bourbon barrel aged beers that have a little bit of that, mm-hmm. A little bit of that, not burn, but warmness or more warm.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think if this had a little bit of that warmness to it,
yeah.
I think that may be what I was looking for.
I think to keep in mind is that the Comic Till itself isn't a very, like, traditional stout when it comes to flavors.
I'm trying to think, because they have the what? The like, the Scotch beers.
No, that's not independent.
That's real.
No. No, I know, but I'm just saying,
like. Oh, like a Wee Heavy or something?
Yeah. Has that kind of burn.
What is that, Real Brewing? Or
Real Ale does a Wee Heavy.
That's what you said, Scotch, and I was like, oh, they had some real good Scotch beers.
I also think of the Grand Cru from St. Arnold.
Grand Cru is also similar that has that kind of a warmth more so than
that. And even like when we're talking about barrel aged stuff specifically, mm-hmm. but like you could do a winter warmer or something that is kind of a mm-hmm. higher proof ale. Or so, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That being said,
it's still good.
Yeah, I think it's still very good. We'll definitely finish the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I'd still, like, I agree with Robbie. Like, after having these three together, I would pick this over the other two just because it has the heavier body that I want from a stout.
Yeah, this is.
The other two felt more like just a dark beer. But, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I like the body. I love the body on the Comic Deal.
And it will be interesting to see how it stacks up next to something mm-hmm. that also has a year statement on it that is a. Because, like, the thing about the Bourbon County brand stouts from Goose Island is that they are wildly different year to year. And, like, that's kind of the fun of it. And that's why people, even after the purchase, still line up every year to try the new releases. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think this is probably going to stack up better against the Goose Islands than it is going to against Dragon's Milk or Guinness.
Definitely.
That being said, let's take a break. Let's get some water.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, and we'll try those three Goose Islands.
Love you.
Hey, welcome back.
Doing it right. Everybody in and we're doing it right. Everybody. I don't know the worst of that.
We can't take this.
God damn it.
Well, who are we going to pay the royalty to?
Rest
I mean, they're
peace.
Gone now, so.
Well, one of them's gone.
That means it's all free, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that video, though? The epilogue video?
Well, one of them exploded, right?
Yeah. Just straight up. We'll watch it after. We'll watch it.
He's gone.
I'm texting Crush and Ashley about your wedding. and we're talking about, like, white weddings a bit, sort of. Because, like, I can't remember really going to white weddings growing up. Maybe a couple, but not crazy. But until like,
you know, it's. I heard it's a nice day for a white wedding.
Oh, who are you paying for that? He's alive and still here doing music.
I think I can take the phrase,
right? Probably.
But
it's fair use.
Hold on. I'll do it again, but you have to provide commentary over top of it so that it's
ready. Fair use. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a nice day for white wedding.
A white wedding.
God damn
there
it.
We go.
Anyways. So last year at Brett and Joy's wedding, I think maybe that was like my first adult wedding for sure.
The whitest wedding you've been to?
No.
It was a pretty white wedding.
It was a very white wedding though. And so I was like,
I've been to some white weddings and that was a pretty white wedding.
So that may have been my one of the first white weddings I can think of or remember. And I was just telling them that the bar people liked me and I don't remember who else. Emma.
You like all of these bottles.
They liked us a lot, and when we left, they gave us a jug of wine.
That was kind of cool. Because they had emptied out the tea, like gallon jugs.
Definitely illegal.
And then they were just filling them with wine.
Yeah, I'm sure that was illegal, but I was like, hell yeah. So
I recall we had one in the trunk.
Heads up, might do that at your wedding. After party in our room.
our wedding, our venue, we have to buy the booze in advance.
Oh, so we're gonna drink.
So I mean, everything we will own. So we,
you'll take it after.
Some of,
because can you take? I mean, well, we don't need to talk about this. Sorry, I love. I used to do events. I don't know if people know
they
that just,
they don't have the license to sell or to like have their own liquor.
It's an unlicensed venue.
No, that's not what it is. It's got the license where they can provide a bartender, but you have to provide the liquor.
Interesting.
I can tell you about event insurance.
Yeah.
It's very
interesting. It's a BYOB venue, is, I guess is what you would technically call it.
Let's talk about beer, because we can talk about events for days.
So this first one we're doing is Bourbon County Brand Stout 2020.
This is a big bottle.
Yeah. Like,
oh, these are, also these, smells oaty.
These are big bottles.
So this is a regular Imperial Stout aged in various, the blend of stouts aged in various bourbon barrels. This one does not
specifically. Yours didn't really have a head.
Mine did. It disappeared pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But I had mostly what you would call like the neck pour.
That's true.
It's not easy to get a head from that. Mm-hmm. So this one for sure is a blend of different. They blend it to make it as close to the flagship Bourbon County as possible.
And this is like the traditional, like a bourbon.
This is the regular. This is the regular Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels. So because, and I think you can tell by looking at the code on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Because there isn't. There were some specific ones this year that people had figured out based on the lettering. You could tell what kind of barrels it had been in. Mm-hmm. This bottle does not seem to have that code. It was
it does not. They was like
WT, which was Wild Turkey.
What the heck?
BT, Buffalo Trace. There were a couple of them out there that were.
Oh, that's a good point.
But this one, I don't think they cracked the two letters at the end.
They saw.
This means it's a blend.
It's cool.
Which is okay.
Develops in the bottle up to 5 years.
Oh, yeah. These things are good if you want to start working on aging beer.
Why does this smell like kind of like a brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart?
Oh, it does. Oh, my God. It does. It has like that processed sugar smell of.
Oh, shit. Drink it up.
Oh, I'm getting like, actually, you said brown sugar cinnamon Pop. I'm getting kind of a berry or like a fruity note from them.
This is what I wanted the last one to be.
This is what you wanted the Independence?
100%. This is exactly what I was expecting for that one.
I'm trying to place the fruit, though. It is Pop-Tarty. It's like processed sugar.
Once again, I get that kind of raisiny, like craziny.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, right? This was what I was hoping the last one would be.
This tastes boozy. I think this is actually. I wanted to go with the original first.
This one has like a licorice note.
A little bit. This is our highest proof one. It's 14.2%, 60 IBUs.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot coming on the XL.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
This tastes like, this is what I want from a bourbon barrel age. Like, this is all those things.
It's got the bourbon. It's got the stout. It's got,
like,
everything I could ask for.
So,
it's bold. It's not, like,
I think,
hitting you over the head with anything, though.
What's the ABV on this? What'd you say?
14 point. Sorry, I need
is
to.
This 14.2.
Heftier.
14.2.
So, compared to the other two.
Other three.
Other three. Sorry, I forgot we had a three.
We put the Convict Hill back in the fridge. So we.
What was the Convict Hill percentage?
It was 10.5.
Wow.
It was not as much.
It was in the middle of our two, see, actually.
I think this one also has the kind of body that you were wanting.
Yes.
But it has what everything Carter said with the other one didn't have for him. Like, it has like a lot of bold flavor. Yep. Has that warmth. It's sweet. And I feel like the first two beers we had, I mean, the Guinness, is that a year-round or no?
Not yet.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Cause like the way
it was just introduced and will be year round.
Oh, okay. Cause the body on those first two are definitely things that it's like, they want people to be able to drink all the time and they're much lighter, but like this is heavy. It's good. It's really good. Yeah. I love it. You taste that caramel.
I love this. This is so good.
This is good.
This is so a good one. I will say we have three here. These are not nearly all of the ones that they released this year. Mm-hmm. They release about six to eight a year, different varieties. This is obviously the flagship, the basic one. The one I really wanted to find, if it was possible, was the Birthday Bourbon. County Stout, which is aged in Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, which is a like unicorn bottle, very hard to find, very impressive, you know. So
I bet that would be good.
Oh, it's supposed to be very, very good.
Yeah.
Especially with, how much Old Forester have you guys like tried or like?
I don't think I've had a lot.
Yeah, I don't know that I've had any.
Old Forester in particular, I think has kind of, people say banana in general. I think it's more of like a Bananas Foster altogether flavor profile wise. So I think that really play like that super caramel, like over like almost burnt caramel.
Yeah.
Taste would pair really well with this like base stout. Like, the biggest shame to me, at least as far as I know, and maybe I'm wrong, and some of it may be just because we don't have access to every Goose Island offering. We've got like the IPA and a couple of other things, like their low-cal one is...
Which I finally had the IPA. I had not had it.
It's okay.
Exactly what I thought. I was so underwhelmed.
It's become just okay over
everything else Goosehead I've ever had, I've loved. And then I got the Goosehead IPA thinking, oh, sure, I'm sure I'll love this. And I was like, this is such a standard IPA.
So that and Elysian Space Dust over the... And I can't speak to the validity of this or whether it's just people posturing online or not.
Yeah.
Have kind of become Budweiser IPA. Mm-hmm. Not in like it is a Bud, like they are sold in every market in the United States. They are super readily available and they're supposed to be like just IPAs. It's not supposed to be challenging.
Yeah. I was woefully disappointed.
One thing, if we can ever find it, and I think you would love it, is the Goose Island 312 Urban Wheat Ale.
Oh, that sounds right up my
alley.
That
was my gateway beer.
Wheat boy. Yeah.
I am a wheat boy.
So
wheat and milk.
Think more like Oberon or Sun Shovel from less wheat beer.
Yeah.
But we keep talking about Tapheads Take Chicago. It would have to happen, though, is what I think at this point.
We can go visit Stephanie.
Wait a minute.
What?
Did you say...
God damn it.
Chicago?
I was trying.
Anyways, this beer fucking delicious.
Yes.
I'll drop another F-bomb for this. So good. Bow, bow, bow. It's legit. Like, this is exactly, if I describe someone a bourbon barrel-aged beer, this is what I want them to drink. Like, this is what I'm telling them, you know? Because I don't know. The other ones were fine, but like having this just like fire.
This is already a great start.
Yeah. So, and I will say, going back, comparing this to the first three we have. Yeah. The first three, I was pretty much done with my glass by this. I'm like, this is much hotter. This is much more of like a sip and savor beer.
Yeah. The more robust flavor, because, and I agree with you when you said that the Independence Brewing would be closer to these three. Mm-hmm. And like it definitely has more of the body, and I think the nose of that one was also really good, but I just the flavors are, I think, much more tamer than these. Yeah. But like that's the Comic Till in general, like on its own, isn't a bold robust stout.
Sorry, I got into the I started saying something, and then we started getting off about Goose Island and stuff. I don't think you can find the base stout that they do for the like. You could go try Convict Hill without.
Yeah.
Barrel aging. You could try again.
Do they not just have the Goose Island Stout? They don't,
which is strange to me.
That does seem odd.
And maybe it's a brewery exclusive. Maybe I just don't know, you know. When I was up in that part of the country.
It seems weird to me that they would have all of the variants, but then not have
the base stout. Maybe it's brewery exclusive. Maybe it's.
Yeah, I guess. If I had to. I don't even know if it. Maybe it's an area thing.
I
don't know.
And their barrel house is run very separately from the rest of the brewery.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Oh, I wonder if it's a different management people.
It's almost, I mean, it didn't used to be, but it's, at this point, it almost is. Because it started as the pet project of, here, before we go into the next one, or I'll let you guys choose.
Okay.
Are we feeling more coffee or tea?
Oh, Let's do tea.
Yeah. Because I feel like it'll be harder to recover.
Once we go to, like, if coffee. We keep embracing okay. this. Yeah.
So this is going to be Goose Island Bourbon County brand Kentucky Fog Stout. This is a, I'll let you read the back later. But this is, I have the exact verbiage from the website on my phone. It's bourbon barrel aged Imperial Stout. Added Earl Grey and black tea from Kilogram Tea Company.
All right.
And honey from the Honey House after aging.
All right, this sounds...
wild.
Way, like... way too up my alley. This is either going to taste incredible or disgusting. I'm always very hesitant when people mix tea with stuff.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Especially beer.
The nose on this is wild.
Wait... Yeah. What tea?
Is it the wildest thing we've ever had? It's still going to have some of the... So it's Earl Grey and black tea from Kilogram Teas, as well as honey from the Honey House.
Yeah.
Careful, there's a drop slipping down the bottle.
That looked disgusting.
I hope it did. You didn't even laugh at my joke earlier. Ooh, I was tasting that. That tastes good.
Okay, what do you think of the nose, Carter?
The joke earlier where Robbie was talking about head.
It just smells like tea. It just smells like Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm excited about this. This is the first one. I think this is the first one I picked up. I can't remember whatever.
This is very exciting.
The originators of bourbon barreling. This one develops up to 2 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is wild.
I think I'm in love.
I love that. Oh, my God. So it's 14.1% ABV. This is
truly bizarre.
It's bizarre, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Sorry. I'm drinking.
This is the wildest. This may be one of the wildest things we've tried on the show.
I think so.
We've tried some weird stuff, but this is subtle in every way that I want it to be subtle. This is...
It throws me because the...
This does smell like tea.
The tea is very forward, which I was not expecting.
Oh, I like this a lot.
Yeah. But it's so wild. Like,
this, okay.
It like keeps going, right?
This is weird.
I've watched it, and I'm sure I've made the same face. The first face is, I like that. And then the second face is, this is breaking my brain.
Because I want to figure it out. Because, like, especially after having that with the first one, I'm so glad we did this one next. Because the first one, right, a very straight, like, it textbook of what I imagine a bourbon barrel age tastes like. And this one does have that booziness to it, but the flavor profile is, like, different.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is...
It's like, kind of like a London Fog almost.
It's...
Yeah, I mean, it's... You know what this is? It's like having a little chocolate biscuit with a cup of tea. Like
kind
it's,
of, yeah.
Maybe a boozy tea. Maybe if you're like me and you make... I make an Irish breakfast tea and I pour a little bit of Old Tub in it. That's been my go-to boozy delicacy, my little boozy delicacy that I've been doing. Because I'm a sucker for Old Tub. I know you guys weren't as in love with it as I was.
I'm sure it'd be good in like a tea where you want that kind of a burn.
I just wasn't
a huge fan of it neat. I'm sure it would be delicious in a lot of...
This is so good.
Throw like a splash in it and anything, yeah.
I do that, and I do Evan Williams Bottled and Bond. Mm-hmm. The Evan Williams White Label is a sleeper hit.
It is good.
This is also Evan Williams is just great in general. I mean, I like the regular whiskey.
I'll take their black label over Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll take black label Evan Williams over any other like.
The moment I tried Evan Williams, I never bought Jack Daniels.
Again. No, I never even bought Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Anyways, back to this. It's good. It's so good, and it's strong. Like you can taste the ABV on this one's 14.1, and you can definitely taste that too, just like the first one. But the flavor profile is like in a different direction. I think it's great.
I'm in love with this.
It's so good.
I
want to savor it.
I was hit with this profound sadness, which is that I'm never going to find this beer again.
Yeah, no.
And even if they do this again next year, it's not going to be the same.
Almost, well, because this one, so...
The tea almost gives it like a floral note.
Yeah. It's sweet, but not like a chocolate sweet.
No, it's the honey. Sweet. It's the honey.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly. Kilogram tea.
It's not quite the exact same, but it's a subtle sweetness. There's a chocolate I like that's it's a dark chocolate. It's a technically a milk chocolate, but it's oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as sweet as like a milk chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, because exactly. Because I drink it and I'm like, this tastes sweet, but not like a regular chocolate sweet.
Well, and I was worried because I didn't know if the stout bitterness and the tea bitterness...
They play off each other so wonderfully.
They do. And I was worried that it would either be...
Overwhelmingly bitter
with some like tea notes. Because I've had tea that you taste it and you're like, ooh, that is, you know, that is something. And then I've had stouts that are kind of the same way. And so I was worried that they would not like work in tandem. But... They really do.
Yeah.
It's like a symphony.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's wild.
I understand, though, why they add the tea and the honey after it's been aged.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't think you could let it sit there and age for months.
No, and I think if you... I think that would, one, because tea itself can get...
Too strong, too
Well,
bitter,
not even get too strong. It can get really funky if you let it sit for too long.
I really was... I was kind of... When you said it was tea, my mind was kind of hesitant because I didn't know how beer and tea would marry together. Like,
that's another thing I was curious about.
Yeah.
But this, I think,
it's really good.
The only thing that gave me comfort, even though it's a very different style of beer... is the Lazarus Cool in the Gang, which is an Earl Grey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sour.
And the Cooling in the Gang is good, but like even then I don't get as much tea flavor from it.
No, this is much more tea forward.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason why I was like, okay, tea and beer can work. Yeah. We know that...
This would be good.
Yeah. I want to finish it before we run. It's also, too, but... I mean, it's still dark, but like when you hold it up to the light, you get more of an orange...
I was also a little bit worried with them adding the tea and the honey after, because sometimes when it's added later, it can either taste more artificial or it's like very flavor heavy towards whatever was added. Because you get a lot of like fruit beers that they add, you know, strawberry syrup to your beer after, and it tastes like they poured a bunch of strawberry syrup.
But you have to be
careful
when you go to the Live Oak Brewery and do the syrups and your goes.
Oh man, y'all remember last year when y'all were telling me how great the Live Oak Brewery was?
And then you never got to go.
They're open. They have a lot of space, actually.
Honestly, of the breweries to visit, it probably would be one of the safers.
Yeah.
Because it's all
Jester King.
Outdoors. Jester King is literally, I think, the safest because you could probably get beer outside.
Yeah, you do it.
So you get it outside and you place it.
When I went back in June, holy shit. We've been in lockdown that fucking long.
Oh, man.
You place all your beer orders on your phone, and then you're told when to come pick it up.
Yeah, oh, wow. Sense. That's really cool.
So, there's not even, like, a server or anything. You go up, you have to be masked. Like you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They've also opened up their walking trails.
That's good.
Cute!
Wanted to do when we went, but...
This time of year would actually be perfect.
That would be great. Not last week.
No. But, like... Early March? That's, like, perfect.
I had someone on a work call today who is not based in Austin and was like, oh, how are you doing this week? And I was like, fine, it was 82 this week. And they were like, what?
It's insane. It is so...
We went from -3 to 82 in
And now it's, like, going to storm all weekend. Like,
well, I love the rain. That's cool. But, like, literally, yeah, the same week, that Saturday, there was so much sunshine. It was already, like, 20 degrees warmer. And I'm like, ow.
I know.
We were freezing. We had snow. Yeah. Anyways.
Friday evening, we were able to get out and go see my parents.
Yeah.
We went to Houston.
Like, the roads were, they were definitely clean then. But anyways, beer. Delicious.
That was so good.
That was really good. I, like...
That may be not just, like... Maybe my favorite of the night. That may be one of my favorites we've had on the show.
Yes.
Like, I don't... Like, there are times where I don't want to, like, oversell how good something we have is.
Well, we can. No one else is going to be able to get it.
If you can find this... Because, like, there are some things, especially with, like, the... like, the variety ones that don't get as highly ranked by, like, the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
Which is the Chicago Tribune, at least when it comes to these beers, is the authority because they get to try them all first. And Josh Knoll is the Josh Knoll is like a huge authority on Goose Island in general and stuff. You know, shout out to at Hop Notes.
Hop Notes.
This next one is the special number 4, I believe. Is that what it says, Carter? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, the Bourbon County Brand's special number 4 stout. This is an imperial oatmeal stout.
Oatmeal aged in bourbon barrels with coffee and maple syrup?
Intelligentsia, coffee, and maple syrup are added after aging. So I'm glad we went with the more subtle tea before we did the coffee. I haven't smelled it yet.
Do you smell this? Smells like that breakfast. That smells like
a stack of pancakes.
Smells like breakfast. I'm not going to pour full fast because I don't know that I can drink it.
There you go, Wendy. That smells like...
Don't worry, I'm drinking everything.
A Denny's. It smells this like a smells fucking like
Denny's in a cup.
You know, actually, you know what it smells like?
It smells like a Waffle House.
I'm going to say, it smells like Kirby Lane Cafe when they're bringing your pancakes out to your table.
It's... Oh, my God. That is shocking. Just...
Even more so than, like...
Just sniff it.
The one everyone talks about smelling exactly like that is the Founder's this breakfast stout. Oh, yeah.
But does it not smell like a Denny's?
I also don't have a great sense of smell, so to me it smells fine.
I mean, we're not saying it smells like a Denny's in a bad way.
No, I mean, no, I'm not saying that at all. I just, in general, have a bad sense of smell.
Also,
so, COVID when it comes to
pancakes, shout out to Maggie, who has become a pancake master during quarantine.
Does Maggie make pancakes?
She makes pancakes, and she's the best, and I love her to death. Like, there's...
Oh, man, maybe I'll marry her.
When... Pancakes, so full disclosure, the reason we haven't been back together is Maggie and I, we got the coronavirus for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, that was also why we also had a pause earlier this or last year because I also got the coronavirus.
So while we were quarantined,
I've been vaccinated.
I got
congrats. I'm going to volunteer to do this.
I got very depressed one night while we had COVID because it's not fun.
It's hard.
And Maggie was like, "Do you want me to make pancakes for dinner?" And I was like,
"That's lovely."
Great. Because she couldn't even taste or smell anything. I could at least taste. She was like, do you want me to make pancakes and bacon for dinner? I was like, yes.
That's why he's marrying her.
I know.
My favorite, like, and I'm sure this isn't a hot take at all. There are plenty of people out there in the world. Breakfast for dinner, delicious.
It slaps.
I make it all the time. It's
so good. Yeah. And so hearing pancakes, I'm like, oh, I'd kill for a pancake right now with some scrambled eggs.
That would be delicious.
Remember the days when we'd just go to like IHOP till at like 1 a.m?
Oh, I remember we used to go to Star Seats together. I literally was thinking about that today.
We lived right next to an IHOP.
We all used to live together.
I went to the office today.
Did you two overlap?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was barely there because I was with
Maggie.
That's
true.
I went to the office today and I drove.
I would still go to like IHOP at 1 a.m. Like I didn't have to be with Maggie every night.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I drove by Star Seeds today and I looked at it in my mind. I like looked
not
very
sadly.
Not
even Star Seeds anymore, just Stars Cafe.
Oh, they changed the name to that?
Was it did we go together
the last
one time?
The last time and they completely changed the menu, changed the name. Yeah. It was not as good.
They were adding so much stuff. But
if I had to guess, they probably got new owners.
Were we there and we were literally like, oh, this coronavirus is going to shut down South by Southwest. We probably were.
That seems like it. I remember we were talking
It would have been that or I had just bought the ring to propose.
Yes.
It was one of those two conversations.
Both probably.
We had two different dinner conversations. We had two different meal conversations. Yeah. One was the, hey, I need you to cover for me one night while I like go try and like track this ring down. And then there was one that was the... Mm-hmm. Wow, it's crazy. Can you imagine South by Southwest is going to shut down?
That I was just talking to a coworker today about it because she had just started 2 weeks before South by. And like South by was going to be such a big thing for Texas Monthly because we were doing a big music event. This was our first like official event with South by. And they were like, no way this COVID's that bad. And then whole South by got canceled. And now we're quarantined for a year.
Oops.
Anyways, this beer.
Anywho, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Taste it. I'm gonna have a hot take.
And what's the hot take?
I think this is fine.
Yeah. I think this tastes a lot like the first Bourbon County stout we had.
I don't even think it tastes as good as the first
bourbon. I don't think it tastes... It's lower in proof.
Because I still have some of my first one, and I just drank it two before, because I wanted to measure. But, like...
Honestly, you know what this tastes like? This tastes kind of like when your coffee is, like, low and...
The sludge?
Not really hot anymore. Not the sludge, because the sludge can be kind of gross.
Yeah. But then, like, I get it, where it's like
in between. It's lower and it's kind of cooled off.
This is, you're going to take the last couple sips of coffee before you sign the check and head out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we're sticking with the Denny's metaphor.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not really getting the maple at all. The maple's all on the nose. I'm not tasting it at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This smells like what you expect when you walk into a Denny's.
The coffee note is, I think, the strongest of any of the ones we've had today.
Which Intelligentsia coffee is a strong... coffee.
I was kind of surprised that none of the stouts today had a terribly strong coffee note.
Yeah.
Even the Guinness, it was primarily chocolate.
Dragon's Milk had the strongest I could pick out.
Yeah. Well, this one I think has the strongest overall.
I get the sweetness of this from the blueberry that it says it has, but like, it's fine. I don't think it's as well. I don't know if the word is balanced, but like as mixed as the other two that we just had of it.
Yeah. I want more of a... I want more maple. I want it to taste less like cooled off hot coffee and more like it's an iced coffee.
It's not even like an iced coffee. It tastes like lukewarm coffee. Like your coffee's been sitting in a cup. It's cool.
And, like, feel the bottle. It's not, like, a particular... Like, the bottle hasn't warmed up.
Well, it doesn't taste warm at all. It's just, like Carter said, like, I think... I mean, mocha, too, is a pretty bold coffee chocolate flavor in general.
And I like mocha. I'm not,
No, I love mocha. That's what I'm saying. I'm, like... And mocha itself is a very chocolate-heavy flavor. And so, like, this isn't really... I mean, it's fine. It's really good. Honestly, I think this is still, to me, on top of the first three that we had... But of the two we just had, I don't think it's up there.
Interesting.
Or, I mean,
would I swap it around with something from the first three? Maybe.
Ooh, that's cool. No, that's fine.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And I mean, too, like, when you have it side by side with the other, the first two Goose Islands that we just had, and if they're all the same price point, then I'm like, well, why not swap it? If you want some variety, right?
Yeah, you could find all three of these bottles between $20 and $25.
Mm-hmm.
And they're big 1-pint bottles. They're not, Interesting. I'm looking at Carter's ranking he just made.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I disagree, but interesting.
I know.
I mean, it's good.
I made a bold last-minute pick.
Well, I have a bold thing that I don't think I've ever done on the show. So I'm excited to hear everyone's picks.
Is it a backflip?
No. I'm going to do a bet. Everybody, I'm going to do a backflip. We're going to record it. You're going to have to go to Twitter, watch me do my backflip, and then...
I think for me, this one has less chocolate than the other two had. And
this one has, I think, virtually no chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's all coffee.
I want maple.
I want more maple. I want anything more than coffee, and it's not even like a terribly strong... It doesn't taste like good coffee. It just tastes like coffee.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I drink a lot of black coffee. That's like, that is what this tastes like.
It doesn't taste like good coffee. Like,
once again, I will vouch for Intelligentsia coffee good coffee.
Intelligentsia coffee is good, but I think it's the fact that it's diluted with everything else.
Yeah. Because I'm weird about my coffee. I either want a mocha, or I want, like, nearly black cold brew.
Yeah,
I don't do a lot between those
things. I normally just, like, I do drip coffee black.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I'm like, if you're going to put mocha on this, I expect chocolate. Like, that's what mocha has. And this doesn't really have
this
that.
This doesn't have mocha, I don't think.
It says notes of mocha. I'm reading the label. It says notes of mocha, roasted nuts, sweet maple, and blueberry.
Because it doesn't say it on the thing. Oh, notes of mocha.
The things that are literally added are the maple syrup and the Intelligentsia.
Yeah, and that's why, like, literally... The fact that the first two, even the one with the tea, has more chocolate than this one. And I'm like, but all the notes that they added for this third beer.
I'm going to be honest.
I can't really get the oatmeal either.
This one tastes mostly like coffee, and then the other flavors taste like if you burped after you ate at an IHOP. Like, if you had some blueberry pancakes.
That's an apt metaphor.
Like, maybe, you know? An oatmeal, side.
I just think it's not as.
And then you burped and took a sip of coffee.
I just think maybe it's just not as brought together as well as the other two. Mm-hmm. Because, maybe it has all those things. Or maybe we're just reading it wrong, and maybe that's what it's meant to taste like. But to me, it's just, not. The other two, everything's, cohesive in one.
I'm going to focus more on the aftertaste. I'm going to see if the maples comes in more on the aftertaste.
Chug it, bitch.
So while you...
Can I say bitch?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Who said fuck?
Bitch!
So the thing I will say, and maybe while you taste the aftertaste, I'm disappointed and excited at the same time. I think we made the right choice by trying the Kentucky Fog first.
I do kind of wish
we saved it. I'm sad that we ended at this fart. It's kind of ending on a little...
I do kind of wish we did
But I don't think we would have had as nearly an enjoyable time with the Kentucky Fog if we hadn't.
I think we would
have. I think having them back-to-back regardless, we would have been fawning over one and...
I don't think we would.
I don't think it would have changed how we felt about the Kentucky Fog.
We wouldn't have roasted it as hard if it has gone second. That's true. But after having the fact that I was so sketch about that Earl T,
I was also very skeptical.
Yeah, but I mean this is still okay. Goose Island in general just still puts out great beer, and even though that this one I don't think hits as much as the other two.
I'm upset the IPA is no good.
Oh, that sucks. But
it's not no good. It's I would rather have I'd rather have a Hopadillo from Carbock because it's fresher and closer to home.
Yes, it's better.
You know what? Okay,
I'd rather actually strike that. Beyond that, I'd rather have Art Car IPA or Blood Rock Orange.
I was going to say,
I would love a Blood Rock Orange.
I forgot that I had an IPA since the last time I saw y'all. The Voodoo Ranger IPA, so fucking good.
Voodoo Ranger is a good IPA.
The Voodoo Ranger IPA, I think is fine.
What?
It's good.
The Voodoo Ranger IPA. There's so many Voodoo Rangers.
That's true.
The one. I mean, I had. I thought it was just a regular.
I had the Juicy.
Yes.
I had the regular one.
There are better Juicy IPAs.
Yes, I was not.
I'd rather have a grapefruit. Fan. 10 times out of 10, I'd rather have a grapefruit Sculpin from Ballast Point than a Voodoo Ranger Juicy.
Yeah.
No, the Voodoo Ranger I had was so fucking good.
And I only say that because those are pretty comparable.
Yeah. Well, and I love a good Juicy IPA and a good hazy IPA. You know this.
Yes, I know you.
And I'm always on the lookout for good hazy and juicy IPAs. And yet, I find myself finding them and going, this is just okay.
You know what still hits year after year for me? St. Arnold does their winter IPA, their Texas winter IPA.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good fucking IPA.
It's good.
Maybe I'm just listening to the wrong beer. Stop discounting St. Arnold Brewery.
St. Arnold Brewery is so fucking good.
They've been around for so long. St. Arnold? There's just beer people that are like, ooh, St. Arnold. It's like, yeah, it's readily available here. But if you lived in fucking Michigan, I'd kill for a lawnmower. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man. And I said that there are good
breweries
time.
In Michigan. There are good breweries in
I feel Michigan, like say, but, I, saying that... Saying I haven't had a lawnmower in a long time sounds like it's actually been a long time. I'm like, well, been a year. It's not the season for a lawnmower.
You also get, I was going to say, you really get a lawnmower in June.
And also, it's happened since, because we took that break when the pandemic started and then we came back in October. Since then, Carl Kolsch is in cans now.
Carl's is so good.
And it's the greatest thing Carl in Kolsch my life.
But anyways, back to this beer.
My 2020 was saved by Carl Kolsch and Sun Shovel Wheat Ale.
Oh,
from
yeah, they dropped that last year.
That's good.
I'm definitely much more of a beer fanatic now than I was last year. Yeah. That's the other... I do need to give up soda. I mean, I give it up sometimes, but I want to drink beer for the rest of my life, so I should just give up soda. I don't need it anymore. Ever.
I still have a hard time with Dr. Pepper.
I know, it's so good. But anyways, I mean...
She is my queen.
As much as we...
I have a sad story about Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no. Not right now.
Are you going to cancel Dr. Pepper?
No! So my dad...
Dr. Pepper assaulted me.
Oh, no.
Should we save that for after?
We can.
Okay, we'll save it for after.
Anyways,
we have our rankings?
Yeah, I was just going to say that this... To finish off, this third beer, or this last beer that we were just drinking, as much as we have said some negative stuff about it... To me, I think it's still...
Fuck this beer.
It's still stronger than some of the other beers we've had.
You see my ranking.
Yeah. This is one, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second half was, I think we chose wisely, picking three for the second half.
The second half was good. Am I going to disagree with you hard on something? It's okay.
Yes, and I know exactly what it is.
You aren't ready for my rankings.
I feel like I know it, but we'll see.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Carter can go first.
Okay.
Carter can go first because we know what all of his are.
Easy money. Yeah. Number six, the dragon's milk. It was like it was showing up to a different party. Like, what are you doing here, dragon's milk? Like, couldn't taste the bourbon. Hardly taste the stout. What are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. My number five is you'll have to remind me of the name.
The Independence. Garrison Brothers.
Yeah,
Garrison Convict Brothers. Hill,
Garrison Brothers. Convict Hill. I went back and forth. I mean, y'all don't know this, but in my head, I was going back and forth the entire show about where to put this. And it was either going to be in my fifth spot or my fourth spot. I ended up making an executive decision and putting it in my fifth spot. It just, there wasn't enough there for me. It's the kind of, especially having these three that we had in the second half, and they're all kind of everything that I wanted it to even aspire to, and it didn't. And these three were all good. It just, it pointed out even more where I was like, why isn't this better? My number five surprised me. I was not expecting, especially when we opened, I was not expecting this to be as high for my number four. But it's going to be the Guinness Imperial Stout. I was like, I don't know if it's the chocolatey notes. I think there's something about the sweetness of the bourbon that accentuates the chocolatey notes that you wouldn't normally get in just a regular Guinness. I also liked that it was a little bit milder than your average Guinness, because I'm not a huge Guinness fan.
Yeah.
So I just enjoyed it overall, and I don't even know that I would necessarily drink it again. It's not one that I would seek out. But I think I did like it just a little bit more, just because it had a little bit more oomph to it.
Yeah.
To it than the Convict Hill.
Okay.
My number three is, and this will probably be pretty obvious to anyone listening, my number three is going to be the oatmeal.
The special number four.
It was fine, like I said. I liked it more than the other three. I did not like it as much as the next two.
Yeah.
It tasted the most, I think, like a stout. It had the most kind of stronger coffee, had a good bitter note. I sincerely wish I had gotten more of the maple, even more of the oatmeal. You get a lot of that in the nose, but then not really any of that follow through in the taste. My number two is the standard Bourbon County
Stout 2020.
Yeah. Very good, very like all around. Basically, when I took a sip of it, and I said, this is everything I wanted the Convict Hill to be. It's true.
The standard bearer. Here.
It was well-rounded. It was robust. It was bold without being in your face, and it felt substantial. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Convict Hill, I ended up feeling underwhelmed. I felt this really did not have that much going for it. I did like that they tried, like they had a complex flavor profile while being very light, which you don't often get with stouts. Stouts usually are not about the kind of light, subtle notes. So I did respect it for having that kind of interesting bouquet from like lighter notes.
Yeah.
Especially because there are some coffees that are like that too.
Yeah.
Where you can get those kinds of fruity notes depending on where the beans are sourced from.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel that with it, which I think is interesting. Number one, no surprise from anyone. The T one, what's it called?
The Kentucky Fog.
Yeah, Kentucky Fog. Holy shit!
I mean, it's like you said, it's like a London Fog.
One of the greatest beers we've had on the podcast. It's incredible. I loved it. I can't wait to pour some of the rest of it
Yeah.
In a glass. I'm sure we're all going to be fighting over the rest
of
it.
I'm mad it's been sitting in my like little beer fridge.
Yeah. It's
for a while, because we've been planning this episode for a while.
It's incredible. And just everything about it, between the scent that you're kind of like, okay, I can smell the tea.
Yeah, it's wild.
But what are we going to get? And then the taste, the way it was tasted like tea and a stout, and then there was like a floral note to it. And I was just, everything about it, I was like, oh my God, what is like... It was like a flower blooming in my mouth, you know? Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It kind of opens up and you get all this like new world of like, what is going on here?
Keep talking. I'm going to grab the bottle for the picture.
You're good.
All around, yeah. Absolutely loved it. 10 out of 10, would drink again if we could ever get another bottle.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Reminds me of the Mountain Dew.
Oh, the Midtown Dew,
where it was like, this was fun and weird, and I wish we could drink this again, but it'll probably, we'll never have another glass.
Okay. Is that your order?
Yes. Sorry, I'm hiccuping so much.
You're good.
Carter, good ranking.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, confession. Can you cover your ears? I wasn't listening to what Carter was saying. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Carter's decisions make sense, even though I'm going to disagree with him.
It's fine. Anyways, what's up? Bam, bam, bam. This is Wendy with a W with her rankings. I don't even like beer. Anyways, with my rankings. Yeah, so with my rankings, all the Bourbon counties, the Goose Islands, are in the top three just because they are much heavier bodied. Something that I do like more in a stout. So for me, those are my top three. My number six, actually much similar, I guess, to Carter, because you had the Dragon's Milk on your number six.
It's your number one?
Yes. The Dragon's Milk is number six, and I like the Dragon's Milk. I've had this before, and honestly, I would still pick up the Dragon's Milk. It's pretty good, but I just, for me...
If you're wanting a bourbon barrel-aged stout in May...
You can find it.
There's nothing, like, you're not going to find one of these available.
Your only option is going to be the Dragon one.
Yeah. Or something that's been sitting on the shelf for several months and probably has been hit by light and, you know, cue every reason why you shouldn't pick it up.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the Dragon, like, for me personally, like, I like the Dragon's Milk, but it's not as bold in flavor. And, like, when I think of stouts, because I love stouts, I really do love stouts. But for me,
you love stouts?
I love stouts.
Remember when you were scared of them?
Wow.
Episode one, episode two, or rewind, the lost episode?
Rewind back to the first time when we started recording Tapheads.
Wendy being scared of stouts.
I was so scared of dark beers and heavy beers. But I do really like the Dragon's Milk. But as Carter said, it's really not as bold in flavor.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not there.
It's really not. And so, for that reason, for me, the Dragon's Milk is at number six. And then number five is the Guinness. And I actually did enjoy the Guinness. Like, for me, if that Guinness is a couple dollars more than the regular Guinness, I'd pick it up. It had a lot more chocolate. It still tastes like a Guinness, but it just had more flavor that I really enjoyed. And then, for my number four, it's the Independence. Because to me, I love the Convict Ale. I really do. And... it's a much more subtle flavored stout than other stouts, like especially compared to the top three. The flavor is not the same at all.
It's closer to like, not that it isn't a stout, it's closer to like an oatmeal ale somehow.
But you can drink it.
Very smooth, very crushable.
It's actually the perfect stout
for Texas weather.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, especially like it.
I'll order a Convict Hill at an Alamo Draft House in July.
Do you remember before the quarantine?
Even when I won't do like a pecan porter.
I remember you, Bree, and I, we went to the workhorse bar.
Oh my God.
And we had comic tails there. It was so good. Having it fresh from a fucking tap is so good. And it really is good. But just the flavor profile compared to the other three just isn't as robust. Because that's not what you're gonna get from this beer. Like, this beer is good, but the flavor is subtle. And it just has the thick body to back it up, which is great.
Yeah.
Because the first two just really did not have as thick of a body at all. My number three for me is the pancake one, the oatmeal stout aged in the barrel.
Special number four.
The pancake one.
Yeah, the age number four. It was fine. It was fine. Like, and even then, like, it's good. And even as much as we complain about it, it is still so insanely good. It really is. But the first two, to me, just have the flavors are much more of what I'm looking for in a stout and, like, just do it so insanely great. My number two is the T1. I don't know. The
Kentucky Fog.
Yeah.
Okay, Kentucky Fog. I didn't see where the names were on these.
You're good.
But anyways, the Kentucky Fog's
the number... It's like a London Fog, but it's bourbon barrel aged.
Yes, I love a London Fog. I like a London Fog. I mean, it was delicious, and it really is. Like, to me, I don't think there's anything bad with it at all. I really don't. I just like it a lot. But for me, I just really love the OG stout aged in a bourbon barrel. That's my number one.
It's hard to beat.
It's so good. It does everything.
And you know,
as much as I hate to say it, as much as I, you know, beer politics aside, no one does it like Goose Island does it. There's a reason why they're the standard bearer. There's the reason why,
like,
there's so many awards next to that label.
Yeah. I get why, like, obviously they're going to, no distiller, no artist, no one is going to ever want to keep doing the same thing over and over. So obviously they're going to do variations of it. But, like, this fucking drink, this beer is so good.
Are we lining up Black Friday 2021 to get the first, to try and pick up all of these?
Oh, that would be great.
You know that's, like, the thing.
No, I didn't.
They release Black Friday and people line up at liquor stores
We record a Tappets episode from live?
I wanted to do it in 2020. There's obvious reasons why we didn't do it in 2020.
Yeah.
It's 2021 the year we do our Black Friday special. Yeah. We get as much Goose Island, Bourbon County as we can. Just go around town all day. Next day, we try them all.
Yeah.
We try as much as we could find.
But yeah, that's my ranking.
Carter made the face that I see every time. He's just like, that's actually a good idea. And I'm mad that I didn't say it.
No, I was just thinking. I was like, I wonder if we could coordinate that.
It'd be a fun day.
Well, because I'm thinking, like, okay, if it's Black Friday, I'll probably be in Wiley doing Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I'm in Wiley and you're, like, here in Houston.
We're in Austin.
I don't know where you're
going. Are we just all splitting up?
You said here in Houston. I'm just saying we're in Austin. I said, here is Austin.
Yeah, here or in Houston. So you'd be there. You'd be in Austin.
You dropped your oar. You're drunk, Carter. Stop.
Oh, well, whatever.
Anyways.
Either way.
You dropped your oar. How are you going to paddle?
Oh, my God. Robbie. If we're in any of... If we're in the Texas Triangle, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we can each line up to try and get all of them. Because if there's like eight or nine, and we each are only supposed to get three,
that would work.
Then we probably coordinate that.
Yeah, we'll get some walkie talkies or something.
We'll figure it out.
Robbie, your ranking.
My ranking.
We have phones.
So here's the biggest place where I think I differ from both of you.
Yeah.
Which is that my least favorite was the Guinness. I'm not gonna pick it up over a regular Guinness. I don't think the bourbon barrel added that much to their stout.
Personally, for me,
I think it may have improved it a bit.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Where I'm like, I like a Guinness fine, but like this adds a little more. Than I'm like, I'd rather have this than a regular Guinness.
That's where we may differ. I really like a standard Guinness.
I'm not a huge Guinness guy, so
that's
I honestly like this more.
Which means that my next one is the Dragon's Milk. That's where we kind of swapped.
Yeah, and that didn't surprise me.
The
Dragon's
fine.
Milk doesn't do that much for me. Was I impressed with it? I had never. Are you mixing all of the?
Yeah.
Wendy.
What?
Tell us how that tastes after.
So I'm mixing all the Bourbon Counties
that
together.
That seems like a waste, but also I'm sure you're going to drink it, so I'm not.
Yeah, well, I am.
Wendy will drink whatever we put in front of her.
I know you're just jealous that I had the nerve to do it and you didn't.
Dragon's Milk, I don't have any other notes to add. I just liked the Guinness less than I liked the Dragon's Milk.
That's fine. I think, like, they were both
are pretty standard.
Yeah.
Here's where my hot takes come in. My next one is the Bourbon County Stout Special Number 4.
Which is Special Number 4?
Coffee.
This one? The pancake one?
Pancake.
I think that's fine.
And my issue is that, like Carter said, It just tastes like coffee. It just tastes like lukewarm coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not doing much for me as a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is it maybe as an... and especially lined up against my top three, which is where I think we really differ.
Yeah.
And
I think it's fine.
Is it good when if I stumbled across a bottle, would I buy another one? Yes.
Yeah, I'd buy
these top four. I would buy another bottle 100%. If I saw any of them in a store. Yeah,
I almost put the same one that you just did at number four, because to me, I'm like you're good, but like you're not doing what you're saying you're gonna do right or is enough. And like the Comic Hill says, it's gonna do what it's gonna do, and it's good.
Yeah, and I think that's where I differ from you guys on the Convict Hill, which is that I was not expecting a super strong set. I was expecting the body of the Convict Hill and the smoothness of the Garrison Brothers, which is exactly what we got.
And that's what you got. Yeah, yeah. It is what it sold itself to be. And it's then, just the nose to me. Oh, God, if you hadn't had a Convict Hill before and you smelled the nose on it and then you took a sip of it, it would be very different, which is a bit disappointing.
Here's where I think I'm going to do something that I've never done. I don't think I've ever done on the show before.
Robbie's breaking the show.
And B, I think I'm gonna upset both of you.
Uh-huh.
I'm tying the original Bourbon County Stout with the Convict Hill at number two.
Wait.
I don't think I've ever done a tie.
Which one?
I'm tying the Convict Hill with the Bourbon County Stout 20.
Wait, which is 20?
You're number one.
What?
I'm tying it with the Convict Hill.
They're not even the same.
I'm going to have to disagree.
I'm not saying they're the same. I'm saying I got the same level of enjoyment. I got the same level of exactly what I expected. They both are exemplary for exactly what I wanted them to be.
Yeah, I mean, if it's what you're... Okay, it's also hard, too, to do rankings because it's like we all judge it on different things. Because it's like I said, I almost put the fucking pancake. I can't think of the number.
Special number four
and number four.
The pancake.
For the reason that I'm like, it Man, said it was else one thing, some pancakes now? And I don't think it shot it out the park. But the Convict Hill was good and it was really smooth and stellar. And I almost moved it up for that reason. It's just so hard to do rankings for stuff like this.
The reason I was like this is because usually I can like parse out the reasons why. Mm-hmm. I like one more. I don't tie. I don't ever tie on this.
You really
show.
Don't, yeah. I haven't.
Because I don't. Tying. That Convict Hill did exactly what I wanted it to do, and it did it well. Same with the Bourbon County.
But it's tied for your number two, right?
It's tied for my number two.
Okay, so that because there is like you can't tie it with number. You can't tie it with two other beers. Like you definitely tie it for one more. But I'm like these beers were so stellar that
the Bourbon County Stout. The Bourbon County Brand Stout 2020, which is the base, the flagship, also did exactly what I was expecting it to do at the level I was expecting it to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the Convict Hill Oatmeal Stout aged in a Garrison Brothers barrel. Mm-hmm. Did exactly what I was expecting it to do. It checked all of the boxes that I had for my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas the, I hate to call them the bottom, bottom two and then the other, the special number four. there were all issues that I had where they weren't living up to what I wanted from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number one is the Kentucky Fog because it checked all of those boxes and then exceeded expectations.
No,
it
I added think that's cool.
A subtlety that I would never expect to get.
Oh, yeah.
From a bourbon barrel aged stout.
Yeah.
It added.
I love that.
I hope it comes back next year.
No, I thought it was really good.
I know it'll be different.
I would be in curious, 2021. I would but be curious I, to hear from someone because I mean I'm not aware of y'all being tea enthusiasts, but I would love to hear what someone who does follow or love tea.
I've been trying to get into tea. I know I'm also getting into whiskey,
because I've never been a coffee guy, so I've always been a tea guy my whole life. So there's a tons of different kinds of teas.
That I
love. I've always been a tea guy because both my grandmothers love tea, and I'm a grandma's boy.
I've got like three different boxes.
All of tea right, over there that stop I've been pulling, needing to try. Stop wagging your tea dicks around.
My tea dick?
Tea dick?
I think it would be our
tea dick.
Our tea dick?
Our tea bags?
Our tea bags.
Oh,
come on, guys.
Anyways,
I've just been steeping for so long.
Anyways, your ranking, but yes.
So that was my ranking.
No, I think it's always difficult because we obviously all judge on different things, and like you, it's again, it's just so difficult because it's like, are we ranking based on people advertising and then doing what they say they advertise or shooting it at the park or being creative and all that stuff? Yeah, no, because I'd still pick up a lot of... I drink all of these beers anytime. And honestly, like that Convict Till, if it... Because did you pick it up from the store or did you pick it up from the brewery?
I picked it up from the store. I picked it up. Okay. There was a whole display of...
Ooh.
It was... I will say it was seemed to be a well-done display probably from the brewery or from whoever their local distributor is.
Because I hadn't seen it. But honestly, like, if that's the same... like, now having it, if that's the same price as a regular comic pack of Comic Kill or close enough, I'd pick it up.
No, it's closer to, like, what you would pay for any of the Bourbon County stouts. But you get more beer than you get from...
That's good to know.
In terms of volume, you're probably doing about the
same.
Well.
Then I... Honestly, I would pick up the same. Then I would pick that one up. Because, like, the Convict Till is good. But I'm like, anything that could spice up a little more? Hell yeah. Like, I'd love a Convict Till with a kick.
First of all, praise to Convict Till as being one of the only craft beers that I see, like, people that don't, at least in Austin, people that aren't craft beer people, I will see them drink a Convict Till or bring I don't want to name specific people that we know, but there are people that...
It's definitely a good stout to, like, welcome people to like it's
like, not Rid, like Ridsdale will bring Convict Till places and he is not a craft beer guy
that's
the very specific example I'm thinking of and I don't
I want this one. Are we taking beers anyways? I know you're about to wrap up. Do you want me to drink this one, the one I mixed on the air?
Wendy mixed all three of the
it smells delicious.
I'll just drink it from the bottle like
it tastes delicious. I can't tell. I'll be honest. I can't really tell. I'm also not very... I in general don't have a strong taste of any... Like, a strong smell of anything.
But he's like, I cannot taste or smell anytime.
Wendy has COVID, what we're finding.
When I got COVID, y'all, like, I was, like, smelling shit up my nose. And not because I was afraid that...
I was just doing so much cocaine.
She was like, my sense of smell... heightened.
I felt like a superhuman.
My brother did lose his sense of taste, but I would like, also I'm just stupid sometimes. I'm both smart and stupid. But
Wendy, where can everyone find you on the internet?
No, real quick, you had to hear this. Anyways, I would smell alcohol because alcohol.
Wendy Lopez, I'm dumb.
Alcohol has a very distinct
Wendy
taste
Lopez,
smell.
2024. I'm dumb.
alcohol has a distinct sense of smell, so I would like press it to smell it, but then it also burned my nostrils and I'm like, I smell it or I'm dying. It was one or the other. So anyways,
either I can smell or I'm dead.
Either way, I don't care.
My nostrils are ending.
If you're reading this.
Anyways, you can find me at Wendy with a W on most social media channels. Once I get a TikTok, maybe you'll find me on there too.
Oh my God, Wendy, join TikTok.
I know I need
to. We should do it tonight.
Carter,
right now.
Where can they find you?
We're getting there.
They
that
can
I'm
find
mine.
Me on Twitter at CA Spillage, like spill something yard on an S, as well as Letterboxd at CA Spillage, like spill something yard on an S, and TikTok at, I think.
Are you also CA Spillage?
I honestly don't remember what I'm on TikTok. I might be Carter.
Do you make TikToks? Why would you promote it?
You know, you're right. I don't make TikToks. I'm not going to promote it.
You can find me pretty much everywhere at Robbie DeShazer. Go listen to Film Fracas. Go listen to Mania Moments with Robbie and Phoenix.
Yeah. If you have some dating advice for Wendy with the W, if you could send it to me.
I muted you for that.
You dick. Make sure you got that part. Anyways, just want to say if you want to give me dating advice, some guy messaged me on Tinder saying, hey. Me again?
Muted everyone.
Oh, you jerk. Anyways, some guy on Tinder messaged me to play Speed and drink
Wendy,
wine.
This isn't coming out till next week.
I know, so message me your dating advice. That would be really great. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a week and a half or whatever it is. 2 weeks. That's how it works.
Love you.
Bye.
Drink responsibly.
Yes, please drink responsibly. Doesn't matter what's in your cup as long as you share it with people that you love. All right, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter at @TapheadShow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with a new episode soon.